Laura Murphy was raised on the West Bank. She went to Harnville High, then to LSU, going on to get her master's degree at Syracuse University, specializing in African literature and history.
I did a PhD at Harvard in African and African American Studies, and my focus was on African representations of the transatlantic slave trade, historical slavery in Africa. How do people talk about slavery in Africa? This was my question. And a couple of years into working on that project, I started surfing the web and ran across an article on the New York Times about women who were being trafficked. And I, though I had seen prostitution my whole life, though I knew that this existed, it hadn't occurred to me just how dire it was. And I suddenly realized that what I was looking at was slavery. People who were being forced to be prostitutes and people who were not being paid for it. And it shocked me that I was talking about slavery in the past and not addressing slavery in the present.
Laura never thought she would return to New Orleans, but after 14 years away, she is back and on the faculty of Loyola University, deeply involved in a subject some know little about and others choose not to think about at all. Because it's extremely difficult to gather information on what is called modern-day slavery, Laura Murphy applied for and received a grant to try to understand what's happening in New Orleans.
The grant I received this summer is a community engagement grant. It's a small grant, but it's enough to get us started in doing the research. And the project is to produce a white paper, which essentially assesses what we know today about what's going on regarding trafficking in the Southeast Louisiana region. And this project grew out of a question I got asked every time I talked to someone when I came back to New Orleans, and that was, What is happening with trafficking in New Orleans? What do we know? How many people? Where is it? Who is it? How does it happen? People wanted to know what is happening here in New Orleans. And the truth is, we don't know. We're just figuring out what the problem is. And so this particular grant funds me to do the very beginning of the research.
But what exactly is human trafficking? Two words that sound like the moving of people across the country for illegal purposes.
By law, the definition of human trafficking is when someone is compelled to work through force, fraud, or coercion. A lot of people get trafficking mixed up with smuggling, and that, I think, is in part because of trouble with the word trafficking. Trafficking sounds like you have to move someone. But we're not talking about smuggling unless when someone is smuggled into the U.S., they are then forced to work. One useful definition is to think of it as people who are forced to work without pay, under threat of violence, without the ability to escape.
But while there is much to learn about a subject distasteful to many, truth is, Laura Murphy says, New Orleans is actually doing a pretty good job.
In the last 2 years, I would say New Orleans has made a huge cultural shift in thinking about trafficking. I also think that New Orleans has a long way to go. And there are cities in the country that are addressing sex trafficking in more comprehensive ways, and we're attempting to try to figure out how to do that here as well. Labor trafficking around the country, I think, is getting far too little attention. All over this country, we need to pay much more attention to grown adults, men, laborers, the poor, immigrants who want to work, who are desperate for work, and who, as a result, are vulnerable to exploitation. We need to do a much better job at looking at that.
For more information about what is happening in New Orleans to combat human trafficking, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.